Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Soundcheck's Blind Date. It's a blind date between you, the listener, and an artist you've probably never met. It's possible you could find true love. And now, back to our host, John Schaefer.
Well, on today's Soundcheck Blind Date, we're setting you up with Ali Spaltrow, a songwriter who records under the name Lady Lamb the Beekeeper. And as Lady Lamb the Beekeeper, she hails originally from Maine but has found a home in Brooklyn. Her new album is called Ripely Pine, and it will be the first chance most of us get to hear her music. But of course, you're getting a chance to hear it in the studio today in this radio blind date. Ali, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we asked you, as we do with all of our blind date guests, to fill out our Soundcheck blind date questionnaire. And question number one is, describe your music in three words or less. You wrote, saucy spaghetti and meatballs. I'm going to let you slide on the and, which makes that four words. Saucy spaghetti and meatballs. What did you mean by that?
Let me think. So the music, I would describe it as pretty saucy. Just, you know, and spaghetti, you know, it's a little messy, a little sloppy, but in a good way. And it's also very meaty, and it has some balls, if I'm allowed to say that.
You're allowed.
Cool.
So it's got a lot of, like, gluten and stuff in it.
Yeah, it's hearty. Yeah. Filling.
Well, let's hear some. Although you have the new record, you're going to play an older song for us first, right?
I am, yes.
What's this called?
This is called Between Two Trees.
This is Lady Lamb the Beekeeper, a.k.a. Ali Spaltrow, live on Soundcheck.
Kick at a pillow till it makes you tired, tired. Bummed out my whole pack and I gave my fire, all my fire. Emptied my pockets, these empty pockets. Emptied my pockets and I waited for your call. Laid on the pavement, down on the pavement. Laid on the pavement with my ear against the wall. Stood on the mountain, up on the mountain. Stood on the mountain and I called. I am no savior, I am just your dog, and I'm all tied up, see how I'm tied up, my wrists are bound, I am the boat on your dock, I'm just the boat on your dock. Give me the more I love you, the more I love you, the less you give. Are you a predator? Are you a huntress? Are you just a girl? Oh, trees, I will bury you with me. Let's knock some time off the clock, kill the night and tie these knots all tangled up. Let's knock some time off the clock, kill the night and tie these knots all tangled up. Let's knock some time off the clock, untie my knots all. Emptied my pockets, laid on the pavement, stood on the mountain in a car. All your name, empty your pockets, lay on the pavement, stand on the mountain, hear how I don't call your name.
That is Lady Lamb the Beekeeper, live on Soundcheck. The subject of today's Soundcheck Radio Blind Date, the new album called Ripley Pine. That's not on it. That's an older song from Ali Spaltro, the singer and songwriter who is Lady Lamb the Beekeeper. Although that's not on the record, Ali, it sounds like it, you know, it's cut from the same cloth, some nifty guitar playing, some kind of dark imagery.
Sure.
You know,
yep.
Moments there almost sounded like it came out of the murder ballad tradition, which, you know, the opening track on the record, Hair for the Ferris Wheel, sort of at times sort of goes down that dark alley too.
Yes.
But this is an older song. Is that because the newer songs are more band oriented? Is Lady Lamb the Beekeeper now more of a band thing?
No, I would say that Lady Lamb the Beekeeper is still... you know, primarily my solo project, although I did feel that for this record, in order to really respect the music and give them what they wanted to be each song, that they really warranted more musicians.
Mm-hmm. So getting back to our Soundcheck Blind Date questionnaire, and you can see all of Ali's answers to the questionnaire on our website at soundcheck.org. One of the questions is, who was your first musical crush? And you wrote, The Beatles, when I was 5. I even had a Paul McCartney haircut. Which one? The kind of the bowl-shaped one?
Exactly,
from the...
yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you were a Paul as opposed to a John or George fan?
I was mostly a Paul fan as a young kid, yeah.
Hmm. And yet, given what we've heard already and what we were just talking about, it would have pegged you more as a John kind
right.
of.
As I got older, I became a John Lennon.
Okay.
Fan, yep.
What is the most interesting thing about you? Also from our questionnaire. Growing up, you wrote, I was convinced I would be a point guard in the WNBA.
Yes.
That I guess that didn't work out, but...
It didn't work out, probably for the best, but I was so, so obsessed with basketball. And, I mean, I would play until the sun went down, mm-hmm. you know, and my favorite thing was shooting three-pointers, which was... an interesting thing to see because I was a very tiny, tiny little girl. You know, I was like 3 feet tall and just ripping it up and just dribbling through all the tall girls. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So did you play like ball in high school? Did you play like varsity or JV?
I didn't. I stopped playing before high school and I moved to Germany for a few years and I lived in a little town that had nothing but cobblestone. So as you can imagine, the basketball, when I dribbled, it just went
yeah.
sort of sideways and I got very frustrated and got into music.
Okay. And then we asked, if you could be any musician for a day, who would it be? And you wrote, and this is an interesting answer, Janelle Monáe. And you had numerous reasons for, you know, she can dance, I'd love to, and you wrote, I'd love to experience what it must feel like to have such a funky and vivacious band backing me with all those horns. You do kind of get a sense of that on the track Aubergine from the new record. It's got the big band and the horns and stuff. Was that you kind of living out your Janelle Monáe fantasy for a moment?
Oh, for sure. I'm hoping that eventually I can play that song live with a huge horn section backing me. Yep.
Let's hear what it sounds like on the record from Lady Lamb the Beekeeper. The song is Aubergine. That's a little bit of what the album sounds like, called Ripely Pine, from Lady Lamb the Beekeeper, a.k.a. Ali Spaltrow, who's with me on this Soundcheck radio blind date. And despite the fact that most of these songs are band songs, there's one or two that you can do solo.
Sure.
One of which is Crane Your Neck. You want to do that for us next?
Yes, I would like to.
All right. It's Lady Lamb the Beekeeper, live on Soundcheck.
Press my ear against your back, not even a week after we met, and I felt your heartbeat fall like raindrops in a bucket. I used to have a pretty nice spine, but I neglected to give it a name, so each time I tried to straighten it, I couldn't get its attention, and I placed my palm upon your collarbone. And I wish to fall asleep deep in your mellow, as gently as a mouse curled up in a ball, as gently as a mouse until tomorrow. We ripped off all our clothes, and this included all our jewelry, and we ran hand in hand back when you brought out the beast in me, the parts that are dormant. I wish to set them free. And in the clarity of this night, I make myself believe I can sleep easily alone. But there's a hunger under my skin, and it's gripping at my bones. There's a hunger like a lion's, and it's ripping right through my bones. So I push my limbs all forward like a tree does in a storm, and then I walk into my kitchen and I lean against the window. I'm as calm as a baby lamb that is being led. I'm as blue as blood before the starving, and you've gotta be starving. crane your neck. Twist your hips and crane your neck. Twist your hips, crane your neck. Twist your hips and bend your body back. You've gotta be starving. You've gotta be starving for it. You've gotta be starving. You've gotta be starving for it.
That's called Crane Your Neck, live performance, solo from Lady Lamb the Beekeeper. Her new album's called Ripley Pine. That song is on it. Lady Lamb the Beekeeper is Ali Spaltrow, playing electric guitar and singing for us here on this Soundcheck Blind Date. Once again, you can see all of Ali's answers to our Soundcheck Blind Date questionnaire on our website at soundcheck.org. As she explained to us before, she's performing a couple of older songs for us here in the studio today. This next one, a very old song, right?
Yes.
Milk Duds?
The third song I ever wrote about 5 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's a good start then, if, you know, the third song you ever wrote is one that you keep in your repertoire 5 years later.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's hear it. Once again, Lady Lamb the Beekeeper, live on Soundcheck.
I am an old song that you once knew. You can remember me for the life of you. And now they're singing you verses that are new. And you are longing for just to hear the chorus. You do in these
Once again, a live performance on Soundcheck from Lady Lamb the Beekeeper. That is Ali Spaltrow singing and playing the electric guitar, one of her early songs called Milk Duds. Where did you write that song?
I wrote that song right after high school in my bedroom. Just about a time where you have a crush when you're young and you guys go and buy 20 bucks of candy on the weekend.
So it was not written while you were in Brooklyn, but before Brooklyn.
While I was in Maine.
Okay. Because obviously Brooklyn...
Foreshadowing.
Figuring into the lyrics there, yeah. Is it true that a lot of these songs were written in a secondhand DVD store and sort of under the spell of the various movies that were on the shelves and stuff?
Yes. I worked at an independent DVD rental store in my hometown of Brunswick, Maine for 4 years. The whole time after high school that I started making music, I was recording down there after hours.
Hmm. Did they know that?
They did, yeah. I had the keys. I closed the store at 11 at night, and then I had all my gear hid secretly in the back, and I'd pull it out and practice and record and write till about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Yep.
At Bart's and Greg's DVD Explosion in Brunswick, Maine.
Yes.
So how did it feel to get into a real studio to do this, the Ripley Pine record?
It was a completely different process. I was used to, for 5 years I recorded on a little digital 8-track by myself. So it was a completely new thing. And also I'd never spent more than a day recording a single song I'd ever written. I made sure that it was completed within, anywhere from 45 minutes to just the full day. And so I to have made this record in nearly 11 months was a new process for me and very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. I like the record a lot. It's called Ripley Pine from Lady Lamb, the Beekeeper, and she's been the subject of today's Soundcheck Blind Date. Again, her blind date questionnaire answers, you can find them all on our website, soundcheck.org. Ali, it's been fun having you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Sean.
This is Soundcheck.
If I'm the cop, then you're the robber. Play cowboys and Indians in the yard for the slide.